MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm doing what I can just through administrative action, but I need Congress to help. I need Congress to do their part.
All right, Congress. Boy, that's where we're all looking toward, aren't we? The approval ratings for Congress, pretty low. The president's relationship with the Congress, awful, unless they're Democrats for the most part. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up on this hour of the show, it's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. I know it's a forced holiday of love and romance, but for some, it is a way to play nice with your significant other. And we're having Anthony Mangello on to give you some hints about what you can make for that that person. The wife, the girlfriend, the mistress. No, kidding. The your friends, I don't know. But some suggestions on what you can cook. He's always fun. He's the CEO of Formaggio Cheese. He's called the Big Cheese, and he is a super, super funny guy. Used to live in New York City. 9/11 chased him out of the city he grew up in. He lives in upstate New York, and he travels around, talks, and has done a lot for getting guys to wake up to the fact that, man, it's so easy to cook. And if you cook and you're looking for a significant other, it's a really good idea. It's a good way to do that. So the president wasn't cooking. He probably never cooks. He just orders up whatever he wants from the White House chef from the kitchen. He was on the road in North Carolina in Asheville, pushing part of what he had to say during the State of the Union address, an address where, to me, it seemed that unless you are high on something or you're wearing rose-colored glasses, without a doubt, we're talking about the same old thing when it comes to growing the government bigger and finding more ways to spend money. And the problem with that is, if we continue to do this, and we continue to say, okay, we're going to offer this, you know, let's come on, manufacturing, research, development. Let's send all these four-year-olds to, you know, let's expand preschool programs. Let's come up for the money for that. You know, what about the cost? The cost. And as soon as I heard the four-year-old thing come out of his mouth, I was like, wow, listen, I love kids, and I have friends that have kids right around that age, but they can... They can either afford the couple hundred dollars for the to go to the preschool, or they make other arrangements. But do we want to be the people who pay for those arrangements for four-year-olds when we can't even pay our debts? When we're so far in the hole, we're just paying the interest off. I mean, are you kidding? We got a big problem here. Talk about a leap of faith. Yeah. No, we have no money to pay for this. So during the visit in North Carolina, Obama promoted the idea of creating jobs, closing the income gap between people who have the money and the people who are the disappearing middle class. And he was at a retrofitted former Volvo plant to push that case that we've got these proposals that should encourage companies that have been overseas to bring back jobs. Okay, I'll tell you your proposal. Lower the corporate tax rate. We have the highest corporate tax rate in the world. And somebody listening could say, oh, screw it. I don't care about the corporations. Let them pay more taxes. No. You do care about that, because if you work for a corporation and you do a job where you could work for a big corporation, but it's been overseas, listen, they have to have incentives because they're traded publicly. They have stockholders. And they have to make a profit. So the person who's the CEO, they care about that profit. Not so much just for their own selfish reasons of lining their pockets, but because if they don't do that, they're done. Their job is gone, and who knows what's happening to that company. So the whole idea of, okay, we're going to insource. We're not going to just outsource. And America has great workers. That's what he said in his speech. And we have to start producing more homegrown energy, and that's how we can drive down our costs and, you know, we still have the greatest markets in the world, and, you know, we got to improve our infrastructure. So all of that is about spending money. It's easily, he could have made a huge announcement and said, hey, the corporate tax rate is going from 35% to 25%. It's going to, you know, whatever. We're bringing that down, inviting the companies to come back, because now that is not going to cripple them when they, you combine that with the cheaper labor in some cases that they can get. And then you talk about comprehensive immigration legislation with this pathway to citizenship. And the problem with the immigration reform is it can be encouraging in one way, except for what happens monetarily to individual states and cities, the suburbs, where in some cases they're being crippled by the problem. Will the base change? In other words, will back money really be paid and to get a front seat in line? And what ultimately does that do to all our entitlements? So now if you weigh the entitlements and versus the taxes, it's just really not that simple. The one thing that I will say, and calling on Congress, as he's calling on Congress there, the one thing I will say is when he talked about immigration, he talked about that they were improving border security, and he wanted more boots on the ground, and they wanted to stop people crossing illegally, and it was about border security, and he said that. And I don't recall him really ever saying that so much before. It was more about the DREAM Act and what, you know, again, the amnesty for illegals or stuff that was akin to that. So I think that was that's the right way to go with immigration, is to go after the border areas, because we keep adding to the rolls, or even if we subtract them, we add them back again. And that's just, we know it. It's already obviously a ridiculously huge problem, and there has to be some sort of solution to that. What's happening now is this sequester, which would kick in. What happens, what's going to happen is if it does just go through, you'd have $85 billion in across-the-board cuts that would take place on March 4th. So House and Senate, at some point, what are they going to do here? Where's the long-term, how are they dealing with the long-term spending problem? And once you go through this sequester, you know, when it happens, what John Boehner is saying, the Speaker of the House, is it sounds okay. Hey, this is what we're going to do because we can come to an agreement. And so this is sitting up here and it's just going to fall down across the board and it'll work out okay. He says it's not going to work out the way people think it's going to work out because you actually have to make some decisions. It's just not really that easy. Taxes and no spending cuts is not going to work. The problem is we've driven this so far into the ground that we're all going to shed a little blood, I hate to say, over this one. Because however we are going to rectify this financial situation, I have no idea. And the details, my friends, were left out of everything that happened in the speech, which, by the way, was the lowest rated in the Nielsen's since 1993. What do Michael Jordan and Steve Martin have in common? We're talking about it next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Steve Martin, one of the many roles that he's played. Steve Martin, would you believe it, is 67 years old. What does he have in common with Mr. Michael Jordan? And the answer is, which one's crazier? Michael Jordan playing hoop at 50 or Steve Martin fathering a child at 67? Of the two things that are probably happening. Well, we know Steve Martin is going to become a dad at 67. Jordan, the conversation is ramping up about him playing basketball again at 50. Which one is crazier, actually? And I threw that out on Facebook today and got a lot of interesting comments. One from Susan who says, age ain't nothing but a number, as the Sapphire song goes. John says being a parent at 67 isn't so hard if you can afford a nanny, house cleaner, and a cook. Well, which would be Steve Martin. The Maurice says Martin for sure, meaning him becoming a dad at 67 is crazier. And Raymond says if B-ball doesn't work, he can quit, but he can't quit being a dad. Interesting. And there were a slew of other people who commented on it. So which do you think is crazier, Michael? I just think these stories are hilarious. Michael Jordan at 50 trying to do the hoop thing again, or Steve Martin at 67? Because you start to add up the years. 67, not so bad, but then you get on the other side of that, and how long does he have to live, and what does that do for the child, even if he has money and, you know, everything else and privilege and all that other sort of stuff. Matt, what do you think? Which one's crazier, Jordan or Martin?
I don't know where this Jordan story came from, but I'm not going to even dignify it with a response. Steve Martin, I think the more impressive part is that his wife had a kid at 41. Because you don't see that a lot often either. When it,
true.
An older woman at 41.
True. Although in Hollywood, it seems like that there are women in their 40s having children, which is, you're right, it still is unusual. But the age difference, I guess, if she's healthy between the two of them, that helps the kid anyway. But 67, dad at 67 years old, oh, don't you just want to chill? Go hit some golf balls.
Well, Letterman had a kid, and he was in his 60s, too.
He was?
I'm pretty sure he was, because he's in his late 60s now, I believe, and he had a kid a couple of years ago. I'll look it up.
All right. He's going to fact check that whole Letterman thing and see if what the scoop is on that. Yeah, I remember Letterman having a kid, but I thought he was in, I don't know, I thought he was in his late 50s, maybe 60s. Could be in his 60s. I guess if you're a man, especially, a little bit different for a woman, but if you're a man, better late than never, right? Better late than never. And it depends. I mean, some people defy the odds and live pretty healthy lives into their late 80s.
Right. He's 65 now, and he had a kid in 2003, so he's probably 55.
55. Yeah, but see, what do Letterman and Steve Martin have in common? They both have money, which means to the point of John, well, you know, then you...
And younger wives.
And younger wives. So you can, so you're not chasing them around, really, and you have nannies and cooks and people that are waiting on you. It's not pure exhaustion. Like, you can go out in the backyard when they can throw, hey, let's have a catch, son, won't that be fun? Go out and do that. And then take them to a ball game. You're in a box because you know everybody. And it's you know, no sweat. For everybody else, it would be brutal. Think of the working and trying to stretch your Social Security. And, oh, that it would be. And then what it would cost to put them through school. So I guess that's the answer. The answer is you can do anything you want that's crazy when you have a ton of cash that you're sitting on, because who cares? You're not dignifying the Jordan thing. But the Jordan deal is that he could go to Charlotte and help, because that's his gig, and help pump up the team. And think about it, he just could play some minutes here or there. But I think that would be ridiculous. He already has a legacy, all of the amazing things that Jordan did, whether you are a big fan or not. You know, he's a Hall of Famer. He did some incredible things in his career. Haven't we already been down this road with
him? This story has to have come from a columnist who was very bored with his Bobcat storyline and had to fill 30 inches.
So I'm going to write about this possibility. I mean, it would be stupid. I don't know why. For Jordan, he's running all these businesses. He's like, you know what he's like? He's like Emmett Smith, and actually more like Magic Johnson, who has made a huge name in business for himself and done really, really well. Jordan has amassed a fortune in business, too. So why even bother? I mean, why would you even bother to do that? I always think when somebody comes back, it taints them anyway. It's like Joe Montana going to the Kansas City Chiefs. Why not just end your legacy at the 49ers? Emmitt Smith, I brought him up, had a huge legacy, Hall of Famer, the whole thing, with the Cowboys. Still wants to play, goes to Arizona for a blip. Who cares? Why go to Arizona? You know, now it's different because you're like trading cards. But why? And Jordan returning, I think people would really pay to go see him return. But how could he's not going to be, you know, what's he going to be? Your sixth man who comes on for a couple of minutes? It doesn't make sense in one way. He would definitely sell tickets, I think. Absolutely. But that's it. And then just, it would be insane from there.
He came back when in his late 30s and he couldn't keep up.
Yeah.
So
oh, the game is so fast. Are you kidding?
This is the dumbest story ever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it'd be just crazy. It'd be stupid. You know, think about it. Somebody wrote to me, I remember the first time I saw Mike miss a wide open dunk late in his career. It was sad. And that's enough said right there. Sad. Why bother? Why come back and taint your legacy when you're, you know, there's just certain things. When you're a superstar of that ilk, why do it? Why come back? Anyway, if you want to play our little game, which is crazier, Michael Jordan coming back to hoops at 50 or fathering a child at 67, Steve Martin, you know, it seems like Steve Martin gets the nod for being okay because of a younger wife and other things at work and in place versus Jordan, or even if Jordan for sure would do that. When you look at athletes, and people love it, when you've had older athletes that have come back, and or older athletes that still stay in the game, we've had that with pitchers. We've seen, you know, athletes older than 50 who have done some incredible things, but it's such a rarity. I mean, it's such a rarity, and certainly in basketball, you know, you'd have to say that'd just be insane. You know, I'm thinking of Martina Navratilova, one of the best female tennis players, right, of all time, and she played tennis and tried to play tennis after 50, but she was playing mixed doubles, and she did okay in mixed doubles. She actually won a mixed double championship at the U.S. Open, and she was in incredible shape, and she was just a couple months shy of her 50th birthday, but she had a great partner who could carry the load, and certainly that helped her. Then you had the story of Jamie Moyer, the oldest pitcher to win a major league game. He turns, 50 in November, but he's had a pretty rough time of it for sure. And it's a miracle how long this guy has gone. He played for my Phillies and had some great games. In the NFL, 51-year-old Willie Gault, after football, was pushing to become a track champion. He set a world record in 50 to 54, that age group, in the 100 and 200 meter dashes. His time was pretty crazy, 10:88 and 22:44. But, you know, there's a whole thing for an older group, too, 50 to 54. He's not running against 20-year-olds. Not that I'm taking anything away from it, because imagine those times. That's, you know, absolutely incredible. All right, hang with us. Some odds and ends on the flip side.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case place, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost in time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Just a little love and a little patience. What is the deal with cruise ship passenger safety? I mean, fires breaking out. You know, there's been fires in 79 cruise ships from 1990 to 2011. And the fires, nobody talks about the fires. This is what I keep saying. How do you have that many fires, but yet nobody's improved the situation? You're just, boom, that's it. You had a fire. And that's it. We're done. Fire in the engine room, and we're just floating. We're getting the tugboats out there, and where are we going to dock, and how are we going to get food dumped here, and the toilets are going to go out, and it's going to be so hot because you're not going to have any ventilation. I mean, it's inevitable. I don't get it. And so many people cruise. 16 million cruise bookings in 2011 from the United States. We are a nation of cruisers. The U.S., the highest. I mean, that's crazy. And I guess it's because it's a cheap vacation, right? You're on the boat. But there's all these, I think, hidden things that people don't realize, you know, like that that there were so many fires. How safe are you really on? How safe are you on these floating ships? Certainly, the people coming off of the Triumph will have something to say. They're going to get $500, a shower, so they're going to have a hotel room to stay in. They're going to charter back to Galveston, Texas, where they left from, and that's it. See you later. Boom. Please don't trash our industry. And when you talk to people who like to cruise about this, they don't care. They're like, yeah, I never have any problems. This is no problem. Yeah, it's no big deal. I mean, these are minor fires that are knocking out these ships, these giant ships. What is it caused by? Is it an explosion? What's happening that we're having all of these fires that are crippling these boats? Because that's, to me, that's like way too many fires. You know, this is just the Triumph is a re-rack of the Splendor from 2 years ago that had the engine room fire. So, you know, how are they avoiding all these lawsuits? And I guess they have, the cruises are cheap because the crews work ridiculously long hours. They don't get paid very well. And, you know, they're running around on the ship 24-7. That's what's led to some of the problems. All right, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's the scoop on the Triumph. Landing, docking, if you will, on Valentine's Day. This is a crazy story that just broke. Paralympic and Olympic athlete Oscar Pistorius has allegedly shot and killed his girlfriend because he thought she was an intruder. It happened on a Thursday morning. It happened in South Africa. The victim is his girlfriend is a model, Reva Steenkamp. And they have been seen in public a lot starting, I guess, last year. What happened was he supposedly shot her in the head and the arm, and more of the circumstances aren't very clear, but a car came and got her and left the estate where he lives. And this is a guy who's uber famous. He's called the Blade Runner. He's won 6 Paralympic gold medals, including 2 in London. There was a ton of stories done on him. So if you watched any of the Olympics, you know who I'm talking about. He's a double below-the-knee amputee since he was a kid. He runs on those fiber prostheses, and he made history when he became the first double-leg amputee to compete in the Olympics. What a sad story that is. It looks like he... And so there wasn't a problem. It looks like it was self-defense is what they're saying. And he thought he was having a home invasion. And think about South Africa. I've known 2 people that got out of South Africa that grew up there that didn't want to live there any longer because they want to raise kids there. They said they felt like it was too dangerous still. About 6 million South Africans have guns. They have one of the world's highest gun ownership, 12.7 firearms per 100 people. And Pistorius, where he lives, which would explain the automatically saying he thought it was a home invasion, he lives in Pretoria, and that was named as one of the most dangerous places in the country when it comes to house robberies and one of the most violent areas to live in. Of course, he lives behind gates and all that other stuff, but just probably assuming that it was some kind of a home invasion. But wow, what an awful thing to happen to, you know, for anyone when that happens. But if you know the history of this guy and what an incredible inspiration he is to so many people, and how amazing he was to watch in the Olympics, really coming into fame, even though he had certainly had a lot of people talking about him with the Paralympics, but When he ran in the London Games, more people were made aware of him, and that's just, man, that is just a tough, tough thing. I can't imagine. You know, that's the fear of a lot of people who hesitate on whether or not they should get guns, and I say this all the time. If you're going to get a gun, man, it's about responsible gun ownership. In his case, because of where he was living and all the crazy nonsense and whatever, I'm not even talking about him. I'm talking about, although it's very sad, with guns, anyone around you, and entering and leaving and coming in and all that other stuff, boy, you have to really, you have to have it down. You have to have that system down. And obviously people do, because I know a lot of people that have guns and have children and have certainly taught the kids about it, and they haven't had problems with it, and they have safes and places to lock things up, and they're very, very cautious. For me, when we have these discussions about guns and the idea that, wow, we should legislate some more, I think it's really about education and having the permits and having the training in place like they do with concealed and carry. It's very hard to get that license. They just don't hand it to you like they do when you go on a scuba diving adventure in the Bahamas poolside at some place like the Atlantis, and they just say, oh, you want to scuba dive? Great. Let's see, you just, okay, this is what you have to do. Don't get an air embolism. See ya, bye. But not with concealed and carry. This is very different, obviously. You're talking about going through an entire days of training where you're shooting targets and taking some tests and whatnot, and they're not just handing that out. So a lot of people, since I live in a state that has concealed and carry, a lot of people who have their licenses seem to be pretty responsible, I think, about their guns and, you know, their gun or guns, where they store it, how they use it. And, man, that's key, but that's awful for him. Not to go off on another tangent because of what happened with him, but that is a terrible, terrible, terrible thing to have happen and to get over, just a freak accidental shooting. And, man, you can't imagine how he's feeling and then having to call for somebody. All right, the guy on the other side of the dials probably talks about this, my pal George Norrie. But every once in a while, we go into the alien part of life. Scientists at the University of Wisconsin say that they're searching for evidence of alien life, not by looking into outer space, but by studying rocks on Earth. They say some of the rocks that we have are 3.5 billion years old, and they're looking for certain things to determine whether or not there is alien life, for example, on Mars. Because they say there's always some kind of story hidden in the rocks. You just have to know what to look for. And there's a project where geologists are doing that with the special tools they have and whatever. You know how much it's costing? A $7 million 5-year grant. It started in January. It's the second 5-year $7 million grant. It's funded through NASA, and it's being done at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. 50 staff, students, postdoctoral fellows from 24 institutions in 5 countries, and about 25 of the people who do it are from UW in Madison. Boy, that'd be a pretty wild job to have. Here's what I want to know. Once we spend all that money, are we going to positively be able to say there is alien life forms as a result of looking at the rocks? Are we going to be able to say this is what we see? We have microbes, and that means if we go back 2 billion, 3 billion years, then we can tell you that there was something that was living on Mars. And the goal to find life or potential for life elsewhere, which is what this whole thing is about, and a way to understand life on Earth by examining the rocks and figuring out what we might be dealing with in the past on Mars, and whether or not and any kind of life form actually survived there. Wow. Crazy. $7 million just started in January, and this is the second time they've done it. Stay with us. Anthony Mangello is joining us next to offer up some suggestions for Valentine's Day.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The Big Game Hunting Ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you, if more men would learn how to cook just a few simple things, they have no idea that really food is the way to stomach, the food is a way to a woman's heart as well. It's not just the old saying about men. I believe that's for women, too. I have a brother who's very much a masculine man, and he's a cook. And I'll tell you what, his wife really appreciates it, if you know what I mean. In the wings in our virtual green room is Anthony Mongello. And Anthony, I got a big question for you. Of course, he's the big cheese, the man behind Formaggio cheese, my favorite. Anthony, this is big for all of us, well, for some of us anyway. What are you giving up for Lent? Because it's Ash Wednesday.
You know, I was actually in church today, and it was a hard thought, but I do give up my meat every Friday, which is a big thing for me, because being a big cheese weighing 285 pounds, I eat a lot of meat. I don't eat too much pasta, you know?
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to be giving that up every Friday.
Oh, every Friday. And is there someone to keep score for you, the accountability thing? You know how that is.
I do know how it is, but it's just guilt in me, so I make sure that I abide by it, believe me.
Yeah, Catholic guilt, I can relate. I have the same thing going on in my life.
It's very real.
Yeah, we grow up with it. Anthony, so somebody's listening, lots of guys are listening to this, and they want to try to learn how to cook a few things, really surprise their woman. And you have some things that can be made that will really, I think, knock their socks off, starting with an appetizer, right? Isn't that the way to go, start with an appetizer?
Absolutely. And cheese is near and dear to my heart. I don't know if you figured that out yet. I think that my veins, they don't pump red blood. They got white blood in it from all the cheese that I eat.
I love it.
But with that being said, I do start with the appetizer. What I like to do is I like to make a very fresh caprese salad. And a caprese salad is very simple to do, where you just have fresh mozzarella, you slice it. You get tomatoes off the vine, you slice them. You get some fresh basil from the produce department, you pick that off the stem, and you go ahead and you put all this together on a dish, and you drizzle it with some extra virgin olive oil, and if you like, a touch of balsamic vinegar, and you got a home run.
Ooh, easy, easy to do. Any guy can do that.
Anybody can do that. Absolutely, positively, anybody can do that.
Yeah. All right. I like that. That's a good one, guys. Go with it. It's my favorite. And it's, and as Anthony says, very, very easy to do. Okay.
Listen,
now,
I want to give the guys the confidence. We can all cook. All you got to do is actually know how to shop. If you buy the right products, a little simple direction, and you can put together what I call five-star meals. Guaranteed.
Right. So the whole, so that's good. So part of it is, you can't just be running into the kitchen and figuring you're just going to grab a little here, a little there. You really just have to shop, just like anyone else would. Put together your shopping list and go.
I have a website called kingsinthekitchen.com for all the men that want to go find some simplistic recipes. That's where you would find them, and I'd like to tell you about one that I have that's really cool, really delicious, and really easy to make.
Let's hear it.
I call it Chicken Valencia. And Chicken Valencia is a very simple combination of easy-to-find ingredients in the supermarket. Example, I like deli mustard. You're going to pick a mustard for this dish. I go ahead and I get like Golden's deli mustard, very easy to find. We all know what that is, right?
Right.
I get some Italian dressing in a bottle out of the grocery department, Wishbone, something like that. Doesn't matter. And you mix them together. You mix half of a bottle of mustard and a full bottle of the Italian dressing together in a bowl on the side. And then in your frying pan, a touch of oil, get some chicken cutlets. They come already thin. You can ask the butcher. If not, they have them in the meat case in the supermarket. Just get those thin cutlets and put them right into that little bit of oil after it's heated up and just get them to brown. Now, you know the funny thing is, people are always worried about whether the chicken's going to be cooked, right? Is that a concern?
Yeah.
Well, the reality is with this dish, you don't have to worry about that, and here's why. You brown the chicken on one side, you flip it over, you brown it on the other side. Is it cooked? No, it's not cooked. But now you take the sauce that I just told you about with the mustard and with the Italian dressing, and what's in there is herbs and spices and pieces of onion, the oil and the vinegar, everything you want, the flavor profile, it comes from these two products. You know what? I left out one thing. Before I put the cutlet in the pan, I use this thing called adobo. Did you ever hear of adobo?
No, what is it?
It's a spice that's more Spanish, and I feel like it's been a best-kept secret for years. Goya makes an adobo. I love it. I use it to flavor every meal, meat, fish, or even in my sauce on Sunday. And what I do is I sprinkle it on the chicken cutlet. Again, put the cutlet in the pan, have it brown on both sides. And then you take this combination of the mustard and the dressing, and you put it all in the pan after you've browned the chicken cutlets and cover. Let it cook for 15 to 20 minutes, and guaranteed your chicken cutlets will be done. But the best part is they won't be dry because they'll be cooking under the juice that I told you about. And with the mustard and the vinegar and the oil and the spices, you take all of this. If you can follow me, you get what's called Uncle Ben's ready rice. I'm Italian. I can make pasta. I have no idea how to make rice. Never did, but this rice is foolproof. You put it in the microwave 90 seconds, take it out, put it in a dish as a bed, take the cutlet, put that on top, take all the juices from the pan, put that on top, and you've got an incredible dish I call Chicken Valencia over an urban butter 90-second rice.
Oh, it sounds so good, man. I want some. That's good. Good.
It's easy to put together. Anybody can find mustard. Anybody can find the vinegar and put this together. Guys, I promise you, if you try, you will not fail. And you will get the brownie points that you expect by feeding your woman something incredible that you made with your own two hands.
Yeah, and it doesn't take a long time, right? By what you just said, it can't take you that long.
No, it won't even take you 20 minutes from start to finish to put that dish together. It really will not, and you're really going to enjoy the flavor profile. I like the way the sauce gets down into the rice, and you eat the rice. You got this flavor that's going on in your mouth. It's on the chicken. It's on the rice. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, do you find that, Anthony, because now so many people that cook talk about shortcuts and quick recipes, because is that part of the problem for men and probably for women that it's the time thing that we're all crunched with?
That's what it is. Everybody's working, everybody's busy, we've all got careers, but when it comes to good food, we do not want to compromise. And that's what my concept of Kings in the Kitchen, teaching men how to be a king in their kitchen, is all about. I actually do a radio show every Friday morning up upstate New York where I live, and the reality is we teach people to make these five-star meals simplistically. How? The number one rule is to learn how to shop. Buy all your ingredients and make sure that they work and they go together. You can do this with chicken. You can do this with beef. You can do it with anything you want. You can even do it with fish. It's an incredible way to make a nice, delectable sauce.
Yeah, I like it. Hey, I got a question for you, Anthony. You know, a lot of you chefs hang out together, and I know, thinking of my pals in New York, Lydia Bastanovich. Do you know Lydia?
You know, I do. I've met her a few times. I've watched her on TV growing up, believe it or not. And I go to the local, not the local, but the big international food shows, what I should be saying. And she happened to be at a booth or had a booth at the food show that I was at. It was an international food show called the IBDBA. And I think it was out in Louisiana. And I got to take some pictures with her and talk to her a little bit. And a woman like that to me is very inspirational. But the key is what you said before, which was the shortcuts. Mm-hmm. I do things as a man that cooks in the kitchen, and I take shortcuts. You want a shortcut? I do not slice onions. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I can buy them already done. Why would I want to cry over onions? I can go to the frozen food department and get them out of the freezer. They're already done. I don't mince garlic. My hands will stink, and then my woman won't want to come near me. So I get minced garlic in a squeezable bottle. I mean, what more convenience would you want? I look at it like this. If we're smart enough to seek out these products that'll make our lives easier, we've got a home run. These manufacturers like me are manufacturers out there. You know what they're trying to do? Make our lives easier by creating what they call line extensions. An extension of an existing line that is more beneficial to the consumer in a way to help us make our lives easier cooking.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that, you know, because everybody's talking about there's just too much fast food. I mean, hey, fast food's okay, but if you're just eating that morning, noon, and night because you're just exhausted, you just got to figure out a way to get in the kitchen. You're right with these shortcuts and stuff, because it can't be healthy to constantly pound yourself with that.
You are absolutely on point. You couldn't be more right in my eyes. I'll tell you what. I take a cream sauce. You know what I do? I go get jars of Alfredo sauce. But you know what the key is? I make my own base. I put a little oil, those pre-diced onions I told you about, and the garlic in a pot, and I get them going until the onions are translucent and the garlic starts to get brown a little bit, and then I add the Alfredo sauce. But you know what that is for me? Nothing but a time saver. I've created my own base, and I season it however I want. And as a king in the kitchen, the big cheese, you know what I do? I add about a shot glass of what's called cream sherry to every cream dish I make, and let me tell you, it takes the flavor over the top.
Yeah. King in the kitchen, the big cheese. One last one. What's your, and this is going to be a tough question, what's your favorite meal?
My favorite meal. I am a steak man. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter which one it is, whether it's a London broil, but my favorite steak as a steak is a rib steak because of the fat and the grizzle that's on it. Because for me, that's all about the flavor. A steak, for me, cooked medium rare over a bed of rice is absolutely one of the best meals I could ever have.
Ooh. All right, I was waiting for some pasta dish, something like that. But
you know what? I've eaten pasta all my life. I'm 48 years old. My palate's got to change a little bit, and I love a good steak. I got to say, I'm a mean steaks guy.
All right, I love it. Happy Valentine's Day. Anthony, thanks for all the suggestions. I hope you guys are listening, and you go to his website and check it out. Thanks, Anthony.
Okay, you have a great day.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.